This is St. Louis Public Radio. After spending nearly 15 years in courtrooms as the lead public defender in the city of St. Louis, Mary Fox has a new job. The University City native was named the head of the state's public defender system last month. She now oversees and advocates for nearly 400 attorneys who represent indigent individuals at their trials and during the appeals process. She recently sat down with St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lipman to discuss her new role, the biggest challenges facing public defenders, and the ways to solve them.
You took over the top job after 13 years in one of the busiest circuits, which was the city of St. Louis. How did that workload help with the transition to this new job?
I think it's been very informative. As a result of being in that office and seeing the day-to-day operation of a trial office, I was able to identify ways to improve our system, ways to make life better for our clients and for our attorneys, and I hopefully will be able to bring that to the entire system.
What's been the biggest adjustment going from overseeing one office to overseeing the entire system?
Well, my day-to-day life prior to this job was being in a courthouse and being in courtrooms every day, whether it was for my case or simply to talk to the judges or to observe attorneys in our office. So being out of the courtroom is probably the biggest adjustment.
What is the number one issue facing the Missouri State Public Defender System right now?
Caseload. We have too many cases for the number of attorneys that we have.
Caseloads have been an ongoing issue for the Missouri State Public Defender System. What's the solution to it?
There's a couple of solutions. I mean, the easy solution is to reduce the cases. The other easy solution is to provide more resources, or there's a combination of the two.
Let's tackle the budget aspect of this first. How do you get lawmakers to listen to give you the additional funding?
I'm more optimistic than you are. So I think the legislators are listening. They have asked good questions. They want to know how we are going to spend the money. I think they are more than happy to provide the resources if they can figure out where to take those resources from to give them to us. So I think everyone is listening. The question is, can we come up with a solution that keeps everyone happy and, most importantly, ensures that our clients are provided with the attorneys that they are entitled to?
And you said that it seems like lawmakers are listening. Does that feel different than maybe it did in the past?
I have not been the person talking to the lawmakers before, so I can't really speak to prior actions. I think you have to take a look at what has happened in the past few years to see that they are listening. This year, we started Children's Defense Team, which are specialized attorneys to handle juvenile cases. That is a direct result of the lawmakers giving us the funding to handle those cases. In prior years, the lawmakers gave us funding so that we could contract out conflict cases rather than having to handle them in office. Again, that indicated that lawmakers were listening. And the lawmakers also authorized raises for our attorneys, which helps with the retention of our attorneys, which helps with the ability to handle additional cases. The issue is, it's a significant amount of money that is necessary to provide the effective assistance of counsel that is required under the Constitution. And I think that the lawmakers are looking at, where do we get that money to make certain that we fulfill our obligation?
There have been former prosecutors, judges, especially over on the western side of the state, who have said the public defender, it's just a poorly managed bureaucracy. Are they right on some level?
No, they are not right. I've heard the word that the public defender system needs to be more efficient, and it has been eye-opening for me to be in the headquarters building, where what I see is five attorneys supervising almost 400 attorneys. That is an efficient operation. We handle cases in system for $475 per case in our trial office. That is an efficient system. It is a very well-run state office. So that is not the issue. The issue is that over the years, caseloads increased and staffing did not increase to keep up with that caseload increase.
How much of what the governor has recommended in his fiscal 2021 budget for the public defender's office, how far off of fully funded is that?
If you use the Reuben Brown study, which was authorized by the American Bar Association to determine what would be reasonable caseloads for the office, we are approximately 300 attorneys short of what we need. So that is a significant amount of money. What we asked for this year which is in addition to our core budget, is about an additional $8 million. And we would use those monies to do a couple of things. One would be to address the cases that are currently on wait lists throughout the state. Another thing we would do would be to create another appellate office in Southwest Missouri. We only asked for 6 additional attorneys this year. That's a small number of what we need, but every additional attorney would help. And we also need the basics that any office needs. We need money to improve our IT equipment, because if we are going to remain efficient, we have to have IT equipment that works.
And so with what the governor seems to be willing to give you in the recommendation, are you going to be able to get anything that you just outlined there?
I think the first group that we need to address and that we have already addressed is the Budget Committee. So we've spoken with the House Budget Committee. We will speak to the Senate Budget Committee in a few weeks. All of the legislators that we have spoken to thus far have been willing to listen and to work with us. And I'm certain that if they make a recommendation, that the governor would authorize whatever recommendation that they make.
I want to go back to the first part of the equation you brought up in terms of dealing with caseload issues, and that is getting fewer cases into the system. Are you beginning to see that happen?
Yes. In St. Louis City, which is the office I'm most familiar with because that's where I've been for the last 13 years, the number of cases being issued decreased steadily since in the time that I was there. When I started in 2007, there were, I think, about 7,000 cases issued per year. When Jennifer Joyce was in office until 2016, those case numbers went down every year. Since Kim Gardner has taken office, it's been consistent. It's not been a significantly different change in case numbers, but it has decreased at the same rate that it was decreasing under Jennifer Joyce. Wesley Bell, I think, is moving in the same direction. One of the positions that he took was that he was not going to prosecute child support cases, but he was going to allow the civil system to handle folks who owed child support. That's a significant number of cases in St. Louis County.
Do you expect that trend to spread to the rest of the state?
Well, I think there has to be some benefit shown for the risk decisions that the prosecutors are taking. So if the community remains safe, if they can show that by not prosecuting certain cases, by using diversion courts or even restorative justice, that the community remains safe, then yes, I think other prosecutors would be willing to join that movement and move away from merely prosecuting and looking at other ways that they could handle crime in their community.
In January 2021, after you finish about a year in office, how would you define success at that point?
Obviously, by having more staff in place would be the biggest success for the system. If we can get enough folks in there so that we're not putting cases on wait lists, then I think it will help the court system move more efficiently and expeditiously. And it will allow folks to have the speedy trial rights that they are entitled to.
That was St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lipman speaking with Mary Fox, the new head of the Missouri State Public Defender's Office.